Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. The Netball Super League 2025 reaches its conclusion this weekend at the O2, and it sees London Pulse face Loughborough Lightning. On this podcast, we're going to be hearing from the Everetts, Tyler Orr, but shall we hear how they did it?
Surely, even with Loughborough Lightning on the centre pass, they are three down. A super shot would not be enough. Look at the London Pulse bench. Wallace Joseph, of course she nailed it. Brilliant from the Loughborough Lightning shooter. Final few seconds, wait for the roar because London Pulse are going to the O2 Arena. London Pulse are going to the Super League Grand Final. The roar from Sam Bird. The roar from London Pulse. From the fans here at the Copper Box Arena, London Pulse, a Super League netball final foul, 50-49.
Delighted to speak to Nicole from Pulse. Thanks for spending a little bit of time, as it's a busy couple of weeks for you and the girls, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we've been training hard. It's been busy, but I think it's going to be even more busy leading up to this final. Coming into the season, we wanted a top four finish because top four obviously contained for that first place. So being able to be at number one and stay at number one from the beginning of the season has honestly just been a bonus.
Last time I spoke to you, Jade was on the call, and let's be honest, she took over. The thing is,
Jade is so amazing and so experienced. She has so much to talk about. So I actually felt like I was attending the show, and I had so much fun just listening to what she had to say too. She's just honestly so intelligent, and she has so much knowledge on the game.
So therefore, I don't think I got the chance to ask you about some of those netballers that influenced your career as you were growing up.
Oh, that's a cool question. But yeah, I must say, living in South Africa, I'd always obviously thought that netball was so much bigger in England, Australia, New Zealand. It was never that big to me. I've always loved it. And I've actually told a lot of the girls up here that when I was in school, I played four different sports. So I did my athletics, tennis, swimming, and netball. And I absolutely loved all of them. And I think given the option, I would have loved to go forward with anything active. So with any of the sports I did play, I would have liked to make a career out of it. And I'm actually very, very happy that it ended up being netball. Knowing that I love netball so much only happened when I was about 17, 18 years old, thinking about a career and a future in it. And I only started watching a little bit of bigger netball then. So I didn't watch a lot of international games before then. And when I did start watching, I was amazed by, I think there was three people that played a huge role. No, four, I'm lying. In how I wanted to play. I think starting from the age of 17, moving forward, and then looking into an international career, what I wanted of myself for like future Nicole when I was younger. I think the first one that really just wowed me and I was starstruck was, and this is probably like any goal attack's first netball crush, is Maria Tutaia. I think she's married now, so Maria Falau. And then moving forward, being able to watch more international games, it then added on with Steph Wood, just the amount of patience she has on court. She's a little bit of a silent assassin. She'll hover and she'll kind of go a little bit unnoticed. And then all of a sudden, she's just the game changer and the game maker. And then a little bit later, Gretel Tippett back then also like came into it and became very big with netball. And then I was exposed to a lot of Catherine Latu. I think she's also got a married surname now, but just the creativity that she had. So all four of them, just how they changed the game, and they kind of changed how you look at the game, and not just a conventional type of netball, but they all added a little bit of flair and something different to the game. And that's something that I then wanted to take into my netball and add to my career moving forward.
And just how they had the ability to almost remain calm when shooting as well.
Yes, I think that was the most cool thing about watching Maria play is she just never looked fazed. She always had the most neutral look on her face, whether it was an exciting high-tempo game or whether it was just a lower-cut, slower game. She just always looked so professional and cool-cut, kind of. And I think that's the one thing I looked at, and how easy she made the game look. When she got the ball, no matter where she was in the circle, she never looked fazed or stressed. Like, she'd put a shot up, whether it was right under the post or from far. Yeah, so that was quite amazing.
This season, you've definitely built on your debut season. What was some of your thinking about joining the Super League when you first joined it? What was the appeal like, I suppose?
So when I joined the Super League last year, I think I'd been playing for our league back home for about 7 years, which was really amazing. I enjoyed it and I love playing with the players we had back home. They really helped me grow a lot, and the coaches we had taught me a lot. But I knew after being in the same team for 7 years, I kind of needed to get out to grow a little bit. So when I got the offer from Coach Sam, I was very excited to come over, because I know I have as much as I have because of when I was playing back home and the people around me. But I also know that I have the capacity to learn and grow so much more. And I want to become a whole different player being over here and just bring a little bit more to my game. So when I did get that contract, that's kind of what I was looking at, is how I could grow as a player and how I could add skills to my own game.
And have you been able to notice that?
Yes, definitely. I've gotten a lot of feedback. I know at the beginning of the season, we actually had Vicky from Australia here. She was giving us a few tips and coaches. And obviously with Sam and Nat in our training sessions, they've actually gone and looked at my game and added a few things for me to tweak and change a little bit. So they haven't like gone like irrational and been like, listen, you need to be a different player. We need to recreate you. They've changed a few things here and there, and I think it's actually added to my skill set, and it's really helped me improve as a player. And I can definitely see that when it started, it took me a little bit longer to adjust, but the more we had training and the more we had games, the more I could kind of apply what they were trying to coach me into those games, the more I could tell it was becoming a lot easier. And when I like watch myself now and I go do my analysis after the games, I can see that the things that they are trying to teach me is actually coming into my game. And it's really helping. And I think it's helping me improve my form of play.
Sam and the rest of the coaching team will obviously keep an eye on stats and performance issues, things like that. How much do you take note of it as well? It's pretty important to players.
Yeah. So I enjoy the stats. I like having them there, but I know you obviously can't change what has happened. So if it's good stats, I mean, it's cool. Smack on the back, carry on. But you always have to just focus on what's going forward. So if there's good stats, I know that I need to work to try keeping them that way. And if there's any stats that aren't looking like they're going in my favor or they aren't the best stats, then I know I can only work hard to try minimize those ones. So it's nice having the stats, and I love working with stats and with Sam and our whole management team. So having that just forms a little bit part of the professionality behind the netball and behind the team, that we have that to look at. But it, for me as a player, I just take all of that to look at how I can grow from it and how I can improve them every single week.
Is it ever any questions about whether or not you decide to take a super shot or go for the safety of just that one pointer?
We've had a few discussions at the beginning of the season. I think just because, you know, it's the first time we've brought it into this league up here, and we kind of spoke around about like, when do you take them? When do you not take them? When do you play the ones? When do you go for the twos? And I think we're actually so fortunate in our team to have myself, Sophie and Liv, who are so comfortable taking the 2-point shots either way. And we did have a game plan, I think, leading into the tournament where Tyler, coming from the SSN, she came in and she kind of helped us around that to say, well, this is how they did it there. This is what we can kind of look towards. But I think in the end, it just came down to, if you're comfortable with ball in hand and you look at post and you want to take it, you got to take it. So there's some games where we're close and some games where we're still far ahead. And I think when you get that ball with myself, Soph or Liv, if you want to take the shot, we take the shot, because we kind of have to back the players on court. And we've said with the coaching staff and with the players we have on court, like, the only player who knows they want to take that shot is the person with the ball in hand. So it's kind of just down to whether you're confident to take it or not. And if we're not, we'll take the 1 point and then hope the defenders will turn a ball for us. But yeah, I think we've been pretty lucky in the sense this year where we've been training the 2 points. So whenever we do get ball in hand, like, we're comfortable taking them, no matter where we are in the game.
England have obviously brought in a vast amount of changes this season. As a player, Are you being able to notice the improvements to the structure of the game overall and match days? And I suppose that question is, are things working, or do you think that things are going to take a little bit of time, and they were right in saying it's going to take 10 years?
I don't think 10 years. I mean, I think it did take a little bit of time for everyone to get the hang of the new rules and the new structure of the game, just because obviously none of us or few of us have played in it. And with the umpires too, we had to kind of learn how to play around the rules of NSL and the SSN rules coming in and how the umpires interpret it and how we interpret it. So as we've had umpires game for game, trying to see how they blow for certain calls, certain rules, and just try build around it. And because, I mean, you can't fight the umpires. You can't fight anyone on court. When you're on court, their say is final. So just trying to understand the game as best as we can and then understand how they understand it and then just play like around that and play the best we can to the end. I think the league has actually absorbed all the changes very well. I mean, there's obviously a few changes that can be made to make it a lot more professional and a lot more like what they're playing in the SSN. But I think it'll be like a year or two to adapt, just to, I think, get your finger on what isn't working and what is working and then being able to work towards it. And I think a lot more things are working than what are not working. So I think that's a positive.
Very much an established player as part of the pool squad this season. But what's it been like for you to see the ongoing development of the likes of Fumi, Darcy, Gracie and Sophie, for example?
So good. So we've actually had a lot of discussions about this in the team. We obviously have a lot of international players in the team, whether it be the England Roses players we have, myself coming from South Africa and then Tyler coming from Oz. But then Darcy, Sophie and Gracie are also all in like
Future Roses squad.
Yes, so they're all actually such strong players and such good connections in the team, and they're so willing to learn. And it's not like they're kind of sad about where they are or could be for another team. They're so happy and they link in so well in our team, and so does every single player. We're a team of 10 really, really, really strong players, and I think it shows throughout the tournament that no matter which player is thrown on court, we're actually so diverse in our positions. So whatever we have as players, we bring something else, like not two of us are the same. So having them in the team, you can obviously tell that the three of them have grown a lot from beginning of the season to the end. They honestly absorb information like sponges, and they've gotten so good. And obviously their fitness, their skills, the way they read the game has improved so much. And then also the Roses players and all of us that are playing internationally already. It's not like we've kind of relaxed knowing we've like been playing for years or we've played at a high level. We all still want to adapt and change. So I know Hallie has changed her game quite a bit, not changed, but she's added a lot to her game from beginning of the season and from last season. And she's actually getting so confident in a lot of the things she's doing. And it's nice to see from the other end of the court. And same with Fumi, like Hallie and Fumi have such a good connection on court, but they're also able to play apart from each other so they can do their own jobs and then work together too. And when Darcy does come in, that it links in really well. And then with all our center court, like I think our communication is just so good, and our understanding of each other's role in the team and then what we need to do is just so amazing that we are able to link in. And then same with our attacking side going down, like myself, Sophie and Liv, we know what our role is and we know we just kind of need to support each other on that end of the court. And I think it's so good that we are such a positive influence on each other and we do just support each other so much on court. So it's been so cool to see where we've all started and how much we have grown throughout the season, no matter whether it's player 1 to 10. Like it's really cool.
And Nicole, you've been involved with some of the camps as well. How did they go for you? And I suppose, what's it like for you being able to pass on your skills?
It's actually been very nice just to see how interested all of the players are here in the UK. I think there are so many young players that are so willing to learn. And a lot of our camps have been fully booked, overbooked even, where kids, they want to come and they've added extra days. And it's nice to see that there are so many of them willing to learn and wanting to learn. And they kind of want to know what I have to say and want to play how I play, which has been really amazing and uplifting for me in my game too. But it's been cool. Yeah, I'm not used to the whole coaching aspect back home. I don't really coach much or at all. So coming over here and being able to coach and see what they are able to do at the ages that I do get them in, and they're actually really, really good. And to see how big netball is here in the UK, it's been nice to be on the coaching side of that and to develop some of the players in the Pulse and Pulse Pathways and people coming up in the whole system.
What do you make of the Flyhawk kit?
I love it. I'm actually wearing it now. But no, yeah. I even follow, obviously, Flyhawk on Instagram, and they're doing really well with bringing in all the elements of an athlete. So it's not just monotonous and it's not just one thing. Like, they're bringing in so many different things that different athletes can wear, and it's comfortable too, so that helps.
And if you feel comfortable, you play better, don't you?
Definitely. I gym in the way, I train in the way, everything. It's great.
And we see that obviously Pulse have partnered with new schools and helped develop netballers of the future, so I'd assume that's pretty important for you as well, this side of things.
Yeah, I think London Pulse is one of the pathways, I think, where the teams are doing so well, and we have so many branches and so many hubs going out the whole of South London. And I think a lot of our age groups, I think, I don't know where we start, is it 12s, 11s, 12s going up, even now throughout the season, have been coming first, winning gold in the age groups. So you can tell that the club is doing really well in the development of the players and retaining the players that we have. And yeah, that it's just kind of a roll-on effect moving into the senior level, where the players who are in the pathway now will obviously be eligible to play for the London Pulse NSL team in the future, and that the players that are in the system are working hard and being rewarded for what they are doing.
You'll be hoping for another season with Pulse, and it really suits your game.
Oh, I am. If I can get that contract, I'll sign it and come back. I really love the club. I've told the players and I've told the coaches, like, it's such a welcoming environment, and every player just allows each other to be their own person and to develop as they are as a player and as a person. So yeah, I love London. I love London Pulse. It's so cool to be here, so I'd love to come back.
Best of luck.
Thank you for having me.
Well, earlier on in the season, I spoke to Tyler Orr, and that's how she first got started in netball.
I got my first little taste of professional netball in 2020. So I was called up by Collingwood Magpies at the time as an injury replacement player, and that was all mid-COVID. So I had to kind of pack up and go straight away into a hub in the Sunshine Coast. As a 20-year-old, I guess I personally didn't think I was, like, physically ready. So I look back on photos now and I'm like, wow, like, obviously an awesome opportunity, but I just don't think I was there yet. So I kind of just obviously just did my best at the time, and then got offered a training partner after that with Adelaide Thunderbirds. So I kind of moved back home and got to work with them for a few years as a training partner. And then last year, I actually got elevated to the 11th player, which is a new thing in Suncorp Super Netball, where all teams can opt to have an 11th player, and they are there for, like, if someone's not in form or there's a little niggle or injury, kind of just do full time with the team, and you're kind of just there if you need, I guess, if that's how you put it. And then at the end of last year, I kind of reevaluated and found myself kind of getting stuck on doing the same things each year. So, and obviously I'm a huge believer in, if you do the same things, you're going to get the same outcome. So when this opportunity came up to come over here, I jumped at it, and yeah, so here I am.
Such a change outside Australia as well was right for you at this time.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just seeking more opportunity on court. So when I had a conversation with Sam Bird about this opportunity, she was really looking for a mid-quarter that could step up and play and deliver their goalies, like, feed their goalies and just be a steady presence on court. And so I kind of just liked the sound of getting more game time over here, a new opportunity, and just, yeah, living abroad and experiencing new things in life, not just in netball. And then obviously, yeah, Shez decided she would retire, but I think for me, I still don't regret my decision to come here. Obviously, I loved Adelaide and I loved the Thunderbirds, and some of my best mates are in that team, and the environment's awesome at the moment. But for me personally, I think I just needed that next step and some match play time, and sitting behind the likes of Georgie Horgis and Taylor Williams and those girls that have played in two premierships, I probably wasn't, obviously you don't know, but probably wasn't going to play much if I did stay and get a contract there. So I don't know. I who knows if it would have been me. Like, they could have gone with someone else. So I didn't really want to risk that. And I just, yeah, liked the opportunity here.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Big game for the Everetts at the weekend. And I started by asking Darcy how important it was to be part of Super League this year.
For me personally, I did find that was a bit more motivation for myself to get me a team this year, as I'm still quite young and I still want to keep developing at the same level I have been the past couple of seasons. So I think that coming into a Super League team this year, especially with the new league starting up, I think is a really good opportunity. And yeah, definitely more motivation behind wanting to be signed for a second year. There was a lot of pressure, but I think as well, the way that the team works and stuff, I felt didn't feel like that as well on court as well, because we have such a good support system. And obviously I have Zara, Hallie for me and everyone around me that were all supporting me the whole way through. And I think the way that they've done it was bringing me up. I was a training partner the season before, so I have had practice and time with the team before then as well. So coming on court was kind of not easy, obviously still a bit nerve-wracking, but was comfortable.
Zara, was there a stage last year where you just felt, you know what, I've done enough? Or are you always constantly performing at your best in training and on court just until you get that phone call, really?
It's not a given for anyone, but I think at the end of the day, throughout the season, we're all focused on performing as a team. And obviously with that comes performing as an individual to the best of your ability. So I was just focusing on that, but more from a team perspective, I guess. And that's kind of all we could do in terms of things that were within our control.
How well did you both think you did last season?
Go on, Darcy, take this one.
Okay, well, I think we did, as a team, we did really well. And I think we're still proud of ourselves from like how far we went last year. I think we're obviously all disappointed with the end result, because we obviously, everyone wants to win, and that was our goal to start with. But I think, like, the connections and stuff we made through court, personally anyway, as being a new player, I was quite proud of. Obviously, the result isn't what we wanted, but I think as a team and building as a team, kind of, yes, it is something that we're quite proud of.
Yeah, I think also, obviously, we want to win, and that will be our aim again for this season. But it's never a simple task to win the whole league, and for us all to remain kind of injury-free and performing at a high level for the whole season, and then to come together all at the same time for the final. It's a challenge for any team. So you've got to take the small wins along the way and enjoy the success that we had throughout.
Darcy, Sophie Kelly joining in from Bath. Will you have played with her, or maybe just played against her in the past?
Yeah, well, Sophie's been in the setup for quite a while, in the England setup especially. And I think we've played against each other a lot in training for things like Rose's Academy. And there's been like under 17 Netball Europe and stuff a couple of years ago, and under 19 matches that we've played together with. So it is exciting. Obviously, she is on the other side of the court, so most of the time at training, I'm playing against her. So it's nice to have her on the team finally. But it is exciting. And I think we're all really glad to have Sophie on the team this year.
Zara, Nicole's back, isn't she? What did she bring last season?
Nicole, in addition to her, obviously, she has great court craft. She's a really skillful player, confident player. She's also a really good person to have off the court as well. She's always keen to help others around her, get the most out of the people she's playing with. And yeah, so she's a great personality as well as a great player.
What's the advantage of having your sister in the same team? And more importantly, anything in particular you like about each other's game?
I'm going to go first, Sarah.
Wait, do you say you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. I think that obviously we get on really well. We're like best friends off the court as well. So that helps that when we get to training, we enjoy training with each other. We are able to give and take criticism from each other because we've been doing it from a young age. And in all honesty, we haven't had that much time playing in the circle together or even across swing events, gold events together, just because of the way that combinations have worked out. And obviously Darcy only just coming into the squad this year. But no, I hope it will be an advantage going forward. In terms of what I like most about her game, I like that she's really hungry to win ball all the time. She's really fearless in going ball, especially flying outside the circle. And I think that she has quite rare attribute of being so tall and rangy, but also having really good fitness and movement as well. So that was a few things.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. Well, kind of building on the advantages of being together, I think I agree. I think it's good to have someone on the team that I can also go to about feedback and things, and I know that Zara will kind of give it to me completely how it is and not sugarcoat anything, and neither of us take anything personally from what, like, any feedback that we do. And I think it's really helpful, especially because, like, one of my favorite things about Zara is the fact that she's very hardworking, and she's very good at technical aspects of netball, and the way that you move around the court and play against players is very smart. But, like, I am inspired from it, because it means that I can try and take that into my own play and try and think about things more technically like she does as well. And yeah, I think it's really helpful to have like you when I don't know why I can't speak.
You're
to
getting
her.
Nervous because the things I said about you are so nice.
Yes, I'm just trying to tell them. I'm just stuttering.
I think you said enough. I think you said enough.
I just think it's good because to have you in front of me, I think Zara's very supportive. I think anyone that's played with Zara would agree to say that playing with Zara is probably one of the easiest people you could play with, because she does try and do everything. And I think that it's really good because you can just trust her. So when we are doing zone defense or man on man, you can kind of trust her to do her own job and do it really well. So that's a really good quality of Zara's.
Remember, you can get your London Pulse merchandise online at flyhawk.com. Good luck, Pulse. Good luck, Lightning. Games live on Sky Sports YouTube on Sunday.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.